Today's news. Hello, and welcome to Old News, the programme and podcast which looks at news stories of the day through the papers of yesterday. Another little bit different this week. We're looking back 100 years to 1925. And here's just a single story, which has been culled, if that's the right word, from the wonderful Here Is the News book, a chronicle of the 20th century, written largely by our own Terry Kringle of this parish. Well, of every parish, really, paper, radio, TV, books, you name it. Terry was Mr. Journalism for so long, and a great colleague here at Manx Radio. And what a wonderful story, if slightly gory, perhaps, this is. A whale of a job from 1925. You might be familiar with this, you might not. And Terry says, Manx Museum trustees have taken possession of the huge dead whale that was washed ashore at Langness. Though the remnants of supposed sea serpents have been discovered occasionally and giant basking sharks have been landed by fishermen, nothing like this has ever been seen on the island before. The whale, when discovered by King William's College pupils in the narrow Horse's Gully at Langness, measured 48 foot 6 inches, was 7 feet high, and weighed an estimated 40 tons. The plan is now to put its skeleton on display in a whale room at the museum, though when that will be is uncertain. There is nowhere in the existing building at the former Nobles Hospital that is suitable. The plan is to suspend the skeleton from a light and airy ceiling so that visitors can see it easily. To make that possible, an extension will have to be built, and current estimates are that it may be 10 years before finance is available for that. Meanwhile, the bones will have to be kept in store. The whale, a female and still not a fully grown member of the rorqual species, which can grow to 60 foot, is believed to have come ashore with the high tide at midday on Friday, the 8th of May. It is not known whether she was alive. It has been speculated that she was the whale reported to have been struck by the liner Montrose off Queenstown some days earlier, but there is insufficient evidence of damage to her carcass to confirm this. Once her discovery was reported to Castletown Coast Guard Station, sightseers arrived at Langness in increasing numbers. Thousands visited the spot in glorious weather on the Saturday and Sunday. That must have smelt nice. Among them were souvenir hunters who removed pieces of whalebone. As you would. This was stopped, however, before serious damage was caused. The Manx Museum trustees intervened with the erection of warning notices to the effect that the whale had been seized on behalf of the Crown, and anyone interfering with it would be prosecuted. Later, a tug was used to tow the carcass out of the gully and into Derby Haven. Strong tidal currents swept the monster back into the sea for a quarter of a mile before it was finally beached. Two traction engines were then used to haul the carcass onto three linked trailers and tow the latter to Litz Manure Works at Baldwin. Remember Litz at Baldwin? Is it still there? You know, I can't remember. Certainly it was there in my youth. A police escort warned householders on the route to close their windows because of the smell. I could believe that. Litz stripped off the flesh, and this was used in its manure-making process. The remainder of the whale was buried in sand and left there for some months to allow natural processes to rid the bones of their oil. As it will be many years before a proper display can be arranged, a flipper has now been removed and encased in glass for public exhibition. I don't suppose there's anyone left alive who actually remembers seeing the whale back in 1925, although I dare say an awful lot of us, myself included, have seen the skeleton on display at the museum. It was indeed, I understand, some 10 years, as was suggested in the article there by Terry later, that the skeleton was put together and mounted and then displayed in the newly built Natural History Gallery at the Manx Museum. It now hangs, I think, in a different gallery as part of a natural history display opened pretty recently in the scale of things, a mere 20 years ago in 2005. Sea whales, I believe, looking at the museum site, are quite widespread in the world's oceans, though very rarely enter the seas around the British Isles, preferring deep water, feeding in the cooler northern seas and migrating southwards to breed and give birth. And these whales have plates instead of teeth and filter plankton, rather like our friends, the basking sharks. Much persecuted, of course, during the heyday of whaling in the 19th and 20th centuries, now considered endangered and quite rightly internationally protected. An interesting footnote when I had a quick look at the museum site was that in the same year that the whale came to the Isle of Man and met its end, 1925, the Manx Museum also acquired a skeleton of the island's smallest mammal, the pygmy shrew. And this is also on display under the whale. And both specimens, it says, serve to illustrate not only the huge difference in size between the two species, but also the features they share, which illustrate the structural principles of the mammalian skeleton. They're there for you to go and take a look this very day. More old news next week, of course. Until then, cheerio. You're gonna be yesterday's news.